morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with the show, you can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. You might want to head over because there's lots of great details about my first guest, Haley Alexis Lewis, who plays Anna of Cleves, in the Tony Award-winning musical phenomenon, Six, is at the Seagram. I saw opening night last night. It was stellar. She was phenomenal. And I'm so excited she's joining us right now. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in. What a night.
What a night indeed. It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh. The energy in the room was electric.
Yes. So a great first audience here in Costa Mesa.
It's fantastic. So before we dive into the show, I would love you to share your backstory. You know, did you grow up just wanting to be an actress, wanting to study theater? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I actually grew up, when I was young, I said I always wanted to be a pop star. And my teachers at school were like, what does that mean? And I'm like, exactly what it sounds like, a pop star.
Yeah.
As I got older, I started dance from the age of three. As I got older, I was like fully invested in dance. I did dance competitions, dance exams, dance workshops. And my dream was to be a backup dancer for Beyonce or Janet Jackson.
Nice.
And then at the end of high school, my dance teacher was like, you know, I really think that you should train in all of the aspects of the arts and not just dance. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but she saw potential in me.
Yes.
And so I went to theater school, and that's where I trained in singing and acting as well. I had exposure to musical theater growing up. My mom teaches at a community theater in my hometown, but I never saw myself doing it until I got to theater school. And then I graduated, and it's been 10 years of musical theater, plays, TV, film, everything. I'm so grateful I went and trained.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Canada, so I grew up in Burlington, which is just west of Toronto, Ontario.
Okay, beautiful place to grow up.
Yes.
Has your mom seen your show?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Probably blown away.
My biggest fan.
Oh, yeah. Last night was unbelievable. I bet it just keeps getting better when you see the faces on the audience.
Yeah, it is so nice. And especially my character, I get to, you know, interact with the audience the most. And that's one of my favorite parts, is just seeing everybody's reactions, and from the beginning, how they started the show, to the end, how everybody's up on their feet.
Yeah.
It's such a joyous, celebratory show.
So how did you land this role?
I actually auditioned for this show back in 2023 in Toronto, and I was a part of the Toronto company in 2024, where I was a cover. So I covered three of the queens and was dance captain. And then when that closed, they asked me to join the tour last year, where I was a cover again and dance captain. And then this year, they asked me to be an onstage queen, which was really nice.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Tell us about Anna of Cleves, for people who do not know.
Yes, Anna of Cleves is divorced. And she got the best divorce there ever was. Because she's living her best life, you know. She is here for a good time and a long time. I like to say she's the party queen. She invites everybody to her castle. You know, she didn't have the same awfulness that the other queens had with Henry. She basically said, this is what you're going to give me, and left him and had quite a glamorous life. So her song is very uplifting, very celebratory. I like to say she makes divorce look cool.
Yeah. Very empowering. Very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, can you describe what Six is about for those who don't know?
Yeah, Six is, you know, the story of King Henry VIII's six ex-wives, but it's told from our perspective. It's done in a pop concert style, and it will leave you, you know, learning a little bit about the history of these queens, but also feeling uplifted and feeling like, you know, you can use your voice for good. So it's not just, you know, a history lesson. It's also leaving you feeling hopefully uplifted and empowered.
Definitely. So let's talk about your chemistry with the other actresses. They're just phenomenal. Yeah. It must feel like a sisterhood.
Yeah, especially while we're on tour. Like, it's very cool that we're doing a show that's about a tour and we are on tour. Mm-hmm. We spend so much time together, you know, so yeah, we do have a really nice bond. And when we hit the deck, as we say, when we go on stage, our goal is to tell that story and to tell it well. So we all really, truly lock in and deliver. And not just the queens that you saw on stage last night, but also our offstage covers, our four amazing alternates. Also, when they join us on stage, it's the same synergy. We all tell the story.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Did you know any of the cast members?
What's that?
Did you know any of them ahead of time? Had you met any of them?
Yes. So some of them I knew from last year on tour, and then one person was also with me in Toronto. And then there's a few others that were new.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So this show is called Get the Funk Out. And I would love to hear your insight into, you know, what you do for a living is really challenging to people. And there might be some people here at UC Irvine that are listening thinking, man, that's my dream role. How do you stay positive through the ups and downs of this career?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Full transparency sometimes, you know, I lose faith in myself. I lose faith in the industry. Like, it's mm-hmm. okay to have those down moments. I think the key is to not stay there,
right.
To continue to find motivation and to continue to find inspiration. You know, if you can afford, please go and see live theater,
yes.
Sit in the audience and you'd be like, look at the actors and you know, soak up whatever information you want to use for your own craft, I think is really useful and really helpful. And then also having things outside of this industry to keep you grounded, you know, because this industry can be very consuming and it can take over. So,
yes.
You know, making sure that you have a good support system to be able to vent to and share your wins and your losses. And, you know, yeah, I think that's all very important.
Definitely. Do you feel that life has changed post-pandemic? Because I've seen and I've read a lot of research how people are less social and anxious and lonely, mm-hmm. and the theater is so uplifting.
Yeah, you know, things are different. I feel like there was a time where it was like really different post-pandemic, and now we've kind of got back to how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad that we are able to have live theater again and have people actually physically come out to sit in the theater and be there and witness a live interaction. I think it's so important, especially with the way, you know, technology and AI is progressing.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of reasons why we don't have to leave our homes these days. So
mm-hmm.
if you can, you know, I think it's so important to get out and see live theater.
Yes, turn off the phone and be there in real life. And
Yeah,
we forget what that's like because we're so glued mm-hmm. to the phones, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Amazing. Do you have a particular scene or a moment in the show, Six, that just surprised you or holds special meaning?
Oh, yes. My favorite part is I Don't Need Your Love remix.
Mm.
I won't give away too much, but there's a moment where we are all six queens downstage and we're doing this one dance step and we're really telling off Henry, and it's super cathartic for me. It's like the one moment in the show where I'm no longer my queen, I am myself.
Mm.
And it's a moment to just release and like tell off whoever the Henry is in my life, or
mm.
you know, just let go of something. And I think it's super important, especially as women, we don't often get to just let it all out or get what's off our chest out there or use our voice or speak up.
Yes.
And so it's a moment for me to do that and to know that I have the queens beside me. I can't see them in that moment because we're focusing to Henry, but I can feel them beside me. I just think it's a super powerful moment.
It's beautiful.
Show.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Haley Alexis Lewis, who plays Anna of Cleves in Six, which is at the Sigrunstrom right now through the 15th. If you don't know, Six won 23 awards in the 2021-22 Broadway season, including the 2022 Tony Award for Best Original Score, Music and Lyrics, and the Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Musical. The New York Times says that Six totally rules. I couldn't agree more, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Is this like a dream role?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It blends exactly what I said when I was young and mm-hmm. a little girl. I want to be a pop star. And then also my training of musical theater. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Were there times in rehearsal, because some of the scenes, and I'm not going to give it away, were so mm-hmm. funny. Were you, do you have a hard time with your fellow castmates, like not cracking up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Even on stage, sometimes we crack each other up all the time. You know, I always say when people after the show are like, it's so much fun. You look like you're having fun. I'm like, sometimes too much fun, especially with the character that I get to play. Cleese is just so, you know, and it depends on how you play her, but she can just be so outrageous sometimes. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, sometimes I'm having too much fun at work.
It's so funny. And you all have your personalities. They're so distinct, and it just blends together so beautifully in this story.
That's really great. Thank you.
I love it. So you're here till the 15th. And last night was opening night, which was packed and mm-hmm. just electric. Where to next? Where's the show going? L.A.?
We were just in L.A. Next is Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And have you spent much time here in California before?
Not before this tour, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But we were just in LA for 3 weeks, and then last year the tour was in San Jose and San Francisco. So
amazing.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest to people who are listening, let's say students are listening, about how to nurture the craft? And we talked a little bit about staying positive, but maybe a roadmap and how to have a full life. What would you suggest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say if you want to pursue this career, first I would say train as much as you can, you know, if you can afford it. And there's also a lot of free resources online. I was just telling a young girl at the stage door the other day that wants to go into singing lessons, you know, if you can afford it, on YouTube or Spotify, there's vocal warm-ups that you can do where you can be training your voice every day. And then I always tell my students to be in SpongeBob mode, meaning to soak up as much information as you can.
Yes.
And then, you know, release what doesn't serve you, because we all have different journeys, we all have different bodies and processes and whatever. So mm-hmm. you know, you want to soak up as much as you can with the training, and then release the stuff that doesn't serve you.
I love that.
And then I think it's important to, you know, have a strong work ethic and be kind, because mm-hmm. that will get you far in this industry. We talk about this all the time. You know, your talent will get you in the room, your kindness and your work ethic will get you asked back.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so true. Yeah.
Because
nobody wants ego and attitude.
No.
Yeah. No way. And
there's enough rules for all of us out there, so.
And I was going to say, and be kind to yourself, because as you said earlier, you know, it's a really harsh industry at times, and you have, you know, you think you nailed it and you didn't.
Oh my goodness, yes. And it's, you know, it's an industry where you're constantly putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, and then having to experience rejection. And when I was growing up, you know, there was that saying, that old school saying of like, you got to toughen up, have a tough skin, let it go. Mm-hmm. That's all nonsense. Every single time I've gotten a rejection, it hurts, you know, because it's I'm putting a part of myself out there.
Yes.
And I'm very passionate. I want to work. I want the job. I want the role, right? So it's always going to sting. Sometimes it'll sting less. Sometimes it'll be really, really devastating, and that's okay. I don't think, you know, you have to have a tough skin to be able to be in this industry. It's going to hurt sometimes, and that's okay. The thing is to not sit in that. It's to push forward, to have your day of tears, and then say, okay, this team didn't want me, but there's going to be another team that will.
Definitely. I was going to say, mm-hmm. learn from that experience.
Yeah.
Take something, find something meaningful. And, you know, sometimes when you get that rejection, I mean, something amazing comes along, because it's, you know, people, it's all very subjective, and people will see you for who you are. And I feel like they'll be the perfect fit if you know, are willing to wait for that.
Yes. And exactly what you said about learn from it. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it's easy to just say, oh, well, they didn't want this because of this. And sometimes you have to look back and say, okay, well, what could I have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I didn't pick the right material. Maybe I my vocals were a little off, or, you know what, I need to take more dance classes. Like, sometimes we have to put the responsibility on ourselves.
Yes.
Which I think is important.
And you know what I was going to also add, Haley, is that with anything, it's really, it's a puzzle. You have to take care of your mental, physical, and emotional health.
Oh, yes.
And your spiritual health. And so it's a whole formula for taking care of you. And someone once said to me, he was a guest on my show, if you're struggling with something, step away, get off the computer, do something kind for yourself. And by the end of the weekend or that pause, you will find the answer.
Yes, that's so great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Definitely. So anything else you'd like to leave us with about your role?
Come and see Six if you can. It's such a great show. It's truly one of my favorite shows I've ever done in my career, I've ever seen. You'll leave feeling so uplifted and joyous. And it's a good time. So come out and support live theater.
I love it. And there were so many different age groups in the theater last night. And everybody was on their feet at the end. And there's a great quote I love. I don't know if you've heard this. It's by George Eliot, who is actually a woman, by the way, in the 1800s. Oh. And it's her pseudonym. And it's never too late to be what you might have been.
Ooh, I like that.
So, for those listening to Haley, if you do jump on YouTube because, let's say, you know, you always wanted to sing but you're too shy, it's never too late to explore, you know, community theater or a new skill or things like that. It's such a boost.
Yes, and there's so many facets of this industry out there, right? It's not just even on stage. There's tons of things that you can do: directing, sound engineering, there's TV film, there's commercial, there's voiceover, there's so many things. So if you have a passion for it, go for it.
Totally go for it. How are you changed as a result of playing Anna of Cleves?
Well, my stamina has gotten better.
Okay.
My cardio has gotten better. I have gained a lot of confidence playing this role. And my whole journey with the show, as I said, I started as an offstage cover, which is, is such a rewarding job, but one of the most challenging jobs I've ever done. This show and this role has just helped me to find my voice, find my confidence. And I feel that I've become a stronger singer. I've become a stronger actor, a stronger stage scene partner, but mostly confidence and believing in myself. And you know, there's only six of us on stage. Everybody gets their own solo number. So there's no hiding.
Right.
The show really, really helps you to find your light and shine.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a funny question. If you could ask Anna of Cleves one question, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. I could ask Anna of Cleves one question. I'd be like, girl, how did you swindle Henry?
I know. I was going to
teach me your ways. Because, Cleves was so confident. Like, she didn't mess around, you know? And she just went to him and said, look, we're getting divorced, and this is what you're going to give me. So I would say to her, how did you just have the courage to do all of this?
Yes.
Teach me your ways, girl.
Yeah. Were you a history person growing up? Because I wasn't.
I was not.
No. I want to dive back into it and be like, well, okay, well, tell me about more of this Henry guy.
The creative team helped us. They gave us lots of materials to make sure that we were, knew about the stories of the Queens and
Henry. That's so funny. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap up with this. Is there one takeaway you hope audiences get from your portrayal of Six?
Yeah, I hope they leave, feeling empowered. I think especially with Cleves, because she did have the best arrangement. And, divorce, I think, is something that is quite difficult for a lot of people. And, I've had a lot of people at the stage door be like, I'm going through a divorce right now, and you made me feel uplifted. So, I truly just hope people leave feeling uplifted, empowered with the show and with the character of Cleve.
That's beautiful. You must have all different age groups waiting for you at that stage door, whether, little girls or, older adults, or it just must just light you up inside.
Oh, it's one of the best parts. We love the queen. They're called the queendom, we say.
The queendom.
We love the queendom.
I love it. When I was little, I was growing up in New York City, and my mom took me to see The Wiz with Stephanie Mills.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so little. Okay, so afterwards, I think it was around my birthday, she said, would you like to go meet her? My mom she was very bold, put it that way. And so we went backstage, and I think Stephanie was 17 or 18. I was just so much younger, and I just remember looking at her and being in awe, and I'll never forget it. It was so cool. Yeah.
That's incredible that you got to meet.
I know.
And see the original company.
The original. The original. Yeah.
Wow.
It was so cool.
So cool.
I know. And then last March, I saw her in, is it Hadestown?
Hadestown.
And I didn't know she was playing a lead in that. And I sat down and I thought, what? Oh my God, here she is again. She was sensational. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's one of my inspirations in the industry.
Amazing.
For sure.
Amazing. Well, Haley, I've loved my time with you. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Can people follow you on Instagram? Is there anywhere people can find out more about you?
Yeah, they can follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Haley Alexis Lewis.
Okay, perfect. And Haley, I'll put it on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Thank you so much. Congratulations. You're sensational.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
If you missed any part of my conversation with Haley Alexis Lewis, who plays Anna of Cleves, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. As I said, I just went to opening night last night, the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, and the show 6 is there for 1 week only, from the 10th to the 15th, and it is phenomenal. The energy is electric. If you are in a funk, this is the perfect cure for that funk. It is a Tony Award-winning musical phenomenon, and it's here again at the Segerstrom. All the details are up on my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, and the reviews are amazing. Like I said earlier, the New York Times says 6 totally rules as a critic's pick, and the Washington Post says it's exactly the kind of energizing, inspirational illumination this town aches for. The full cast and all the details are up on the show blog, and if you want more information about KUCI, other shows here, I want to mention you can visit KUCI.org or our socials, KUCI FM. We will take a little break, and then I have my next guest calling in, who I happened to meet in an event in LA last month. I'm going to be speaking with Judith Berg. She's a screenwriter behind some of Hallmark Channel's most beloved romantic and heartwarming films, such as Love on the Sidelines, To Christmas Next Door, and The Wedding Cottage. She writes these stories full of warmth and connection and the classic Hallmark charm, and she was doing this alongside her sister, Sandra, for years. I was fortunate enough to meet them both last month, and she's going to talk about her backstory into writing and all the wonderful things she's doing, and she'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. So we'll take a little break. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.